In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. She is the patroness of all Americas. After the Mass, we continue our Immaculate Conception Novena, but instead of the daily prayer, we say a prayer in honor of this event when Our Lady appeared right here in our American continent. And this apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe is one of those very old apparitions of Mary. It happened in area what nowadays is called Mexico in the 1500s. And the reason for apparition was that Our Lady felt pity towards the people in that area who were so much plagued with idolatry. If you remember from religion, idolatry means giving worship to a false god. And the people who lived in Mexico then, called the Aztecs, they were under oppression of very cruel priests. These priests, unlike the priests of the Catholic Church, they were idol worshippers, and they offered very cruel sacrifice to their idols, even sacrificing and killing innocent people, even children. It was in the year 1474 when one child was born in a family who was, and this boy was given the name of Speaking Eagle. And he was taught to taught all the traditional things which the Aztec boys were taught to do domestic tasks, and also singing and dancing, but also the worship of many idols. And Speaking Eagle, when he grew up, he married a young woman, and they set up a home living as farmers. But when he had been grown up, the Spaniards came all over from Europe to American continent and started to bring also missionaries of the Catholic Church to Spain. And the Speaking Eagle and his wife were among the first who became Catholics in their region, and they took, as the newly baptized always do, they took new names for themselves, and this couple was now known as the name of Juan Diego and Maria Lucia. Juan Diego, after his wife's death, moved in an area which is now near Mexico City to live with his uncle, who had become a Christian as well. And it happened in December 1531 that Juan Diego was on his way to the church when a very beautiful young woman appeared to him, and she had a request to made to him that a church where on the place she wanted should be built, so that many people could come to hear the word of God and attend the true sacrifice, holy sacrifice of the Mass, instead of cruel idol worshipping. And Juan Diego went to the bishop, as a good Catholic does, and told him about the apparition of Our Lady. First, the bishop didn't believe him, but when Mary worked a miracle through Juan Diego, she produced in his tilma, or cloak, as the Mexicans called it, many beautiful roses from Spain in the midst of the winter, and also left her portrait in the same cloak of Juan Diego. Then Bishop was convinced that this was truly Our Lady who was appearing, and ordered a great cathedral to be built in honor of Most Blessed Virgin, and put her miraculous image there, which you can see even on this day. And when the Indians heard that our Mother of God herself had appeared in their own country, they came very enthusiastic new Catholics. They threw away their idols, they abandoned their superstitions and their human sacrifices, and many asked to be baptized. And in just a few years after the apparition, as many as 9 million Indians had converted to the Catholic faith. Dear children, the great story of Our Lady of Guadalupe shows us how bad and evil idolatry is, but also how great of a mother and defender we have in heaven, who wants us to abandon our evil deeds and convert to worship the true God and live according to teachings of Jesus. Our Lady felt such a pity towards the Mexican people because they were worshipping idols and making cruel sacrifices. And in our days as well, so many people are worshipping idols. They do not necessarily kill people or worship creatures like snakes or cats, but so many people love created things over the true God. Because remember, if you love any created thing more than you love God, that's also an idolatry, because God is our creator and we must love him more than anything else. Some people love money, food, or pleasure more than God, and those people Our Lady seeks to convert, and we must also seek through our prayers and good works to convert those people. And but the greatest idol which we have to fight in this world is ourself and our excessive love of ourself. So many people, even Catholics, they seem to love themselves more than they love God. We always should keep in our mind that if we love God, we are also ready to do His will in everything. That means that if I have to deny of myself some little or big pleasure because God wants it so, then His will has to be followed instead of mine. Let Our Lady of Guadalupe be a good example and reminder of you children of this obligation. Instead of admiring yourself, how great you are and how wonderful creature you are, learn her to love and imitate Mary instead. She always wants to put God before everything. She said to our Lord that she is the humble handmaid of God, and we should be like that as well, her children. So on this Advent, let us first of all throw away the idolatry of self-love, and through the example of Mary, learn to love God Almighty more than anything else. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.